Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday, November the 30th, 2021, 17 minutes past the hour. Last day of the month of November. How about that? Well, there's a few things I want to go through here this morning, and maybe I'll try to fix the microphones as I do it. See, somebody tweaks these, and I don't know who it is. Maybe it was Linda last night. But a little tweak of the microphone and everything's good. A lot of stuff to go through here in the first hour, so I'm going to try to plow through it fast, and then we can get on to giving away some tickets to the Columbus Zoo, because I want people to go down to the zoo lights, and we need to give away some tickets. And I do want to remind people that we have some people's zoo light tickets here in the studio. Brian, Pat, Judy C., Todd, Phyllis, Pat, and Ryan. Your tickets are here waiting for you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4 to 5. You can pick those up. And Sarah, your copy of Three Pies Hot is also here. And you can pick those up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday between, or pick that up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday between 4 and 5. Also, you would be able to pick this up tomorrow between 10 and 1. Wednesday between 10 and 1. If you can't get here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday between 4 and 5, Wednesday 10 to 1, you can come in and pick up your prize. Now, that being said, we're going to try to get to that momentarily. But I want to start off the morning because and I'm not going to spend too much time on this because there's really not too much to say at this particular point. But we have talked so much about the Judge Warner case on this program, and yesterday we learned that the appeals have run out, and it has been found that there was enough evidence to convict Mr. and Mrs. Warner, so they will be returning to prison very shortly, within the next couple of days. Not exactly sure when that will happen. And all I want to say in this, I am not a member of the jury. Matter of fact, there was no jury in this trial. It was decided by a judge. I'm not the judge. I did not follow the trial religiously, but it is sad. And for whatever people have felt about this case, and I'm not saying that what happened to Colton Gray, the 19-year-old boy, was okay. That it wasn't okay at all. But it's got to be tough that now Mr. and Mrs. Warner, right here after Thanksgiving, will be headed to prison for 2 years. I'm not sure when they'll be up for parole. I don't think it's quite that long. But headed to prison here right before the Christmas holiday. So that's going to be very difficult, I would imagine, for them and for their children. But conversely, you have to say it was tough for Colton Gray, who was left out there on that road that night after the accident. So that's where we are. It seems as if at this point that long case has come to an end. And I guess we just all move ahead now, and we hope that everybody's life can be put back together. Certainly we hope Colton Gray is doing well, and I think we hope that maybe the Warners can put back their life, put their life back together when this prison sentence is over, and we all can learn something from this experience, which has not been good for Marion, certainly has not been good for the family of Colton Gray, and certainly has not been good for the Warners. So maybe we'll all learn something from this, which I guess is the best we can hope at this point, as this long, drawn-out saga comes to an end that started in, I believe it was the spring of 2019. Now, that's all I'm going to say about that. If anybody has anything they'd like to say about it, feel free, 740-383-9944. We'll take a call on that, or two, or whoever, however many people would like to speak about it. But other than that, we're just going to move on from that, because I don't really know what more there is to say. Now, on to some more cheery business here this morning, on this last day of November 2021. Do want to do a quick update to the Geraldo Journal, because we do have a little bit of new information to impart this morning in the Geraldo Journal as we head here onto the last day of November 2021. Now, it is clear that we did not hear from Geraldo, but I did get a message, from a listener to this program who saw Geraldo on Fox yesterday. So Geraldo definitely is back to work. Boy, how in the world did I spell that? L-I-S-T-E-N-E-R. Okay, listener. Apparently, Geraldo is back to work in New York, though. Apparently, he was on the 5 o'clock program yesterday on Fox. A listener sent me a message and said he's back to work in New York. So at this point, he's probably still doing his show in Cleveland remotely, which is probably why we have not heard from him after the vacation. But that's the Geraldo Journal for today. Geraldo is off vacation and back to work in New York on Fox News. Now, he's probably still doing his radio show in Cleveland, I would imagine, probably doing it by remote, but when he comes back to Cleveland is when I imagine we will hear from him. I don't know how long he's in New York. I don't know if he's there a week or 10 days or however long, but when he comes back to Cleveland, I imagine we will hear from him at this point. Okay, that's the Geraldo Journal. Now, I've got to tell you this morning about my trip to McDonald's, because two things happened this morning that have never happened before. I went there to get my large Diet Coke, as I do every morning, and yesterday I should have known that today would not be like yesterday, that yesterday was kind of a bad omen for what was to come today, because today I pulled up. Well, let's start with yesterday. Yesterday I pulled up to McDonald's, and there was hardly any line at all. I got right through, probably spent a total of 4 to 5 minutes in the line, and that's from the time I ordered to the time I got my drink and was out of the parking lot. Very easy Monday morning. Well, today, I knew it was going to be bad, because when I pulled in, I was backed up further than I have ever been backed up in the history of my experience at McDonald's in the morning. A matter of fact, this morning they had two lines open. See, because when you go on Wednesday morning, they only have one line open, so sometimes the line can get rather long. But this morning they had both lines open, and yet the line was still backed up. Now, here's how far it was backed up. It was backed up to where I was not even in the parking lot. The line was all the way through the parking lot, out through the entrance, and I was as if I was turning in to the parking lot. So I was still in the right entry lane to the Walmart parking lot in this line. And the funny thing was, while I was sitting there and the line was still not moving, a car pulled up behind me. So they were kind of just hanging out there on Route 95. So not a good experience. So that's the first thing that happened this morning, because I've never been backed up that far in my life. I just said, there's no way I can wait in this line. This is going to take forever, because it looked like the line wasn't moving. So as soon as I was able to get in the parking lot, I just pulled in a parking space and went inside. And you know what's funny? There was not a single other person inside, customer-wise. I walked up to the counter. It looked like there was a girl who was working over in the prep area where the food is prepared. I think she was helping them out because there were no customers inside. I walked right up to the window. I said, large Diet Coke to go. She said $1.07. I handed it to her. She handed me a cup. That was it. Went over and filled it up myself and was out the door. This whole process probably took about 5 minutes. Getting out of my car, walking in, paying, and leaving. Now, as I was leaving, two older gentlemen were coming in. So people do come into the lobby, but it's interesting that it's a dead zone. And I wonder, is this because of the pandemic? Because for a long time during the pandemic, the lobby in McDonald's was closed. You could not get in. And have people just gotten so used to that that they don't go in anymore? A lot of times people, when they saw the line was long or they were in a hurry, they would just pull into a spot and go in. But it doesn't seem like they're doing that anymore. As I say, this morning it was lined up to Route 95, the line, and yet nobody else was inside but me. So I'll probably try this more often. It was not that bad to do that this morning. Of course, the temperatures weren't that bad either. Has anybody else found this to be the way things are going? That more people are going through the drive-thru now, which is causing a hang-up? I've always kind of wondered why the drive-thru situation has gotten so much worse. And maybe it's the pandemic. You know, I never thought, I don't know why I never connected those two things in my mind, that people during the pandemic had to go through the drive-thru. They couldn't go inside and order. So maybe that's why the lines are so much longer now. Because I don't remember, because I've been doing this a long time, I don't remember the lines being as long as they have been in the last couple years. So maybe it's a product of the pandemic. I really don't know. People got used to staying in their cars, and that's the way it is. Does anybody else ever just get out, get fed up with the situation, and walk in? That's where I was this morning. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Okay, we got through that. Oh, I do want to make mention of this. This is always fun. We got our first Christmas card. Must have been yesterday, after I left, but from one of our longtime listeners out there, Phyllis and Larry Shirk, and it's a great, great card. It's a very nice card. The front of the card has a sleigh on it, and it says Merry Christmas, and it's got kind of a wooden background to it, and on the inside, it's just got a very simple message. Wishing you every joy this wonderful time of the year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, your friends and listeners, Larry and Phyllis Shirk. And Larry and Phyllis are just two of the nicest people you ever meet. Phyllis has cooked us a lot of baked goods over the years, and they've all been delicious. And Larry has come down and given us some vegetables that he grows in his garden, and they've all been good. And Phyllis and Larry are just really two solid people in the Marion community, and I really do appreciate them, and I really do appreciate the card, and they did put a return address on the card, so we will get them a card back, and we will also display this card in the studio. Now, I do want to remind everybody else that if you want to send us a card, you send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Now remember to put a return address somewhere on the card or on the envelope. If it's on the envelope, we will get it if you have your return address on there. But if you want to put it in the card, you can do that as well, and we will send you a card back to be sure. We'll also read your card on the air and then also display your card here in the WWGH studio. So this is a good sign. First card comes in before the month of November ends. So we thank Phyllis and Larry for that. Okay. The other thing I wanted to mention before we get to giving away some gifts here this morning on WWGH Radio, 31 minutes past the hour. Now, I hear that this is Giving Tuesday. I heard about this last night, that people were getting ready for today, that it was Giving Tuesday. And when I woke up this morning, I checked the internet, social media, and a lot of people are talking about Giving Tuesday. Now, what in the world is Giving Tuesday? I've never heard of this. Now, we have a lot of things this time of year. We have Thanksgiving Eve. We have Thanksgiving. We have Black Friday. We have Cyber Monday, which I did find out yesterday is still going on. So yesterday was Cyber Monday. But what in the world is Giving Tuesday? Are you just supposed to give something to somebody? Or do something nice for somebody? I'm not really sure what Giving Tuesday is supposed to be. Is it be nice today? I guess that's something you can give. Does anybody have any idea behind what Giving Tuesday is? Because maybe I've just been living under a rock, but I really have no idea what Giving Tuesday is. It sounds nice, but it sounds like one of those days that people get behind and kind of just have fun with. Kind of like the, isn't there a day now, Red Nose Day, Clown Nose Day, where you pay a donation and you get a clown nose and you put that on? I think that goes on this time of year as well. But does anybody have any idea what Giving Tuesday is? See, everybody is just as foggy on this as I am. I have no idea what Giving Tuesday is about. If anybody knows, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. See, I did not think anybody knew what this was. But apparently, a lot of people do. So, maybe you'll see a lot of posts today. Maybe you'll see a lot of action on social media about Giving Tuesday. But that's what today is. Giving, and I don't know if this is the same day every year. I don't know if it's the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. That's when it falls. I have no idea what this is. But if it is Giving Tuesday, I would like to participate in this in some way. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Giving Tuesday is where nonprofit organizations seek funds from people, thus Giving Tuesday.
Oh, okay. So today's the day you would make a donation to a nonprofit organization.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
A 501(c) and helping others.
Oh, okay. So it's nothing really to do with a person-to-person basis.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it. How long has this been going on?
Oh, maybe 10, 15 years.
Really? That long?
Yes.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you for clarifying that.
All right.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Well, there we go. Okay, now we know what Giving Tuesday. See, I know we have smart listeners, and I know if I come in here and ask a question, I'm going to get an answer. So that is what Giving Tuesday is. It's a day you give to nonprofits. But I bet a lot of people get confused about this, and they just give something to their friends or their neighbors or something like that. Well, that's very, very nice. So today, I guess, Giving Tuesday, which has been going on for quite some time now, is a day you give to a nonprofit. I guess like a church or a society like the American Cancer Society or JDRF or any of those great nonprofit groups out there. So that's what Giving Tuesday is. Now we all know. All right, we made it through that. 740-383-9944. If you have any questions, give me a buzz. Now, in our effort to get rid of some more Columbus Zoo tickets, I wanted to take the next 25 minutes that we have left here before the top of the hour and do a... This is going to be a new way. I'm going to try this today. Maybe it'll fail on Giving Tuesday. I don't know. But I'm going to try it anyway and see how this goes. Because yesterday, we were talking about the mall in Marion and how there are really only, what, about 5 stores left in the mall at this point? 6 stores? The nail salon, the Dollar Tree, the Joann Fabrics, the movie theater, Bath and Body Works. What is that, 3, 5, 6? So that's really all that's left in the mall at this point. But there were heyday glory days of the mall, and a lot of people remember that. So I thought this morning, now listen to how this is going to be played. And this will get you entered into winning a chance to get a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Here's what you have to do. You have to call in, and you have to tell me a store that was once in the mall that you shopped in, that you also have to tell me what the store sold. Now, there are going to be a couple of very easy ones here. And don't give me more than one store at a time. That way more people can get in. But you can call in twice. So let's say you call in once and you give me a store and you give me what you bought there. And then somebody else calls in. You can call back in with another store and do the same thing. But just don't do them on the same call. That way it'll give everybody a chance who wants to get in to win a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo lights. So we've got 24 minutes here. How many stores can we name? Now, we don't want to duplicate these. There have been a lot of stores in the Marion Mall over the years. Tons of them. So call in, tell me a store that you shopped at the Marion Center Mall or Southland Mall when it was known by that title, and what you used to buy there. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Kind of a new way to try this, because we all do like Marion history, and I think we kind of learn this way by stating these stores' names and what they sold for people who don't remember these stores or what they sold. Kind of a nice throwback. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say JCPenney's.
JCPenney. Now, what did you go in JCPenney and buy?
Mostly clothing. I know they had appliances. I don't know if they had just a little bit of furniture, but mostly clothing.
So you would go into Penney's and buy clothing?
Yep.
All right, that's definitely one store. Thank you for calling in. All right, absolutely. JCPenney was an anchor store in the Marion Center Mall for many, many years. And you know, a lot of people did go there and buy clothing. I don't know what it was about Penney's clothing that was so popular, to be honest. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
Radio Shack.
Oh, you're right. Radio Shack was in the mall for a while. Yeah. Now, what did you used to go into Radio Shack and
buy? I bought some other small electronic type components, but I'd always get sort of specialty batteries, the wash battery style stuff and things. That some of the specials are my doorbell battery, a little bitty 12 volt batteries that a lot of stores didn't carry.
Well, you know, and I used to go into Radio Shack quite a bit, just being in radio. They had connectors that you really couldn't find anywhere else.
All kind of spatial RF TV-type connectors, you know, specialty connectors.
I don't know where you go today to get those.
I don't know. I really miss Radio Shack.
Absolutely. And they were right.
Especially when I never liked it that well when it moved, but it was really neat store when it was in the mall.
It was. They was kind of a crowded little place, but
yep.
Boy, they had a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Hey, thanks, Ernie.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Yeah, absolutely. I'd forgotten that Radio Shack was in the mall, but Radio Shack was in the mall for many, many years. I don't think they left the mall until this new plaza out here where El Campesino is now on Route 95 came in. So they were in the mall for quite a number of years. Go ahead, caller.
And my favorite of all, Elder Beerman.
You know, a lot of people say that, and it lasted a long time.
I know. I shopped that store like crazy. So,
now, what was the main thing you bought at Elder Beerman?
Clothing.
Now, I know a lot of people.
Appliances, and then once in a while, maybe bedding, like towels or something. But mostly clothing, because at Christmas time, I would start, as soon as Christmas was over, I'd start in January. Clear through, so and stuff. So I really shopped. I really missed that store.
Well, is there any other high-end kind of women's clothing store in Marion anymore?
I don't think so, because the last couple years I shopped so much I quit. They told me to quit buying stuff. They had no room for it. Kohl's, kind of. I would say that would be most it. I think that TJ Maxx, is that it?
Yeah.
I've been in that store maybe three or four times, and I just never got into that one. And other than that, there's one out by Kohl's. I forget the name of it. Maybe Maurice's. And I usually don't go in those stores. So the last couple of years, my shopping's went really down.
Well, you're definitely right that Elder Beerman was a staple. When did they go out? It was like 2018, 2019, wasn't it?
Yeah, they've been out close to, I'd say, about 3 years.
Yeah.
I can't understand, because I don't know where people do go. Well, I guess they go to Columbus, or they do it online, I imagine. You know, that stuff, which I don't have a computer. I can't do that stuff. So,
well, their sign's still out there.
Yeah, it's a shame that mall, if they don't do something pretty soon, they will be tearing it down. So
It'll be interesting. Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Judy Summers gets in again with Elder Beerman, absolutely a staple in the Marion Center Mall, one of the long staples of the Marion Center Mall, I believe held out through 2018, 2019, but was really considered to be the high-end clothing store in town, as opposed to a Walmart or a Meijer or something of that nature. What we're naming here, stores that were once in the Marion Center Mall, and what did you buy at those stores? And if you can tell us, you'll get into the competition here. We're going to draw right before 9 o'clock. Go ahead, caller.
Walden Books.
Walden Books, absolutely. I think, really, that was Marion's only chain bookstore.
Yep.
Now, what kind of books did you go in there and buy?
A lot of times we just browsed.
They used to have some great sales.
Yeah, and you could get calendars, and you could get those little desk calendars with the Far Side.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was always surprised at how many things they stocked in that store. That tiny little store, and they had all those magazines and all those books and sometimes stuffed animals and games. They had a lot of stuff in there.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Trish.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, Trish gets in this morning. Walden Books. That was one of my favorites in the Marion Center Mall. I did spend a lot of time in Walden Books. They just seemed to have everything. And when a new book came out back in those days, you know, you couldn't go to Amazon and you couldn't get on the internet and download it for a Kindle. You had to go to the bookstore, and Walden's Books was a place to go. Go ahead, caller.
G.C. Murphy.
G.C. Now, what was in there? Now, just before my time, I think.
Murphy's was a store kind of like a Kresge's, Woolworth's, that kind. They had a store downtown where the county building's at, in that shopping center there, but they were also out there, I believe.
How neat. Now, primarily, what did you go in there and buy?
At my age, I was buying NASCAR car models, model car kits.
Oh, so they had all kinds of things like that.
Yep.
Now, what area of the mall were they located in?
I think down where Elder Beerman was at.
Oh, down by Elder Beerman? Or in the Elder Beerman. Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thanks, Maury.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, well, how about that? Now, that would predate me. So some of these things are definitely going to predate me store-wise, because the mall was there for quite a while, Southland Mall, and then became the Marion Center Mall. All right, a store in the mall you shopped at, and what did you buy there? Go ahead, caller.
I'll take an easy one. Sears.
Oh, absolutely. I think the longest-standing store in the mall.
I remember back in 65 or so, way back in this stone parking lot, there was Sears and the First Food Market. That was it.
Isn't that something?
Yep.
Now, what year does anybody know the year they enclosed the mall?
Had to be sometime in the about maybe 73 or something like that.
Early '70s.
When they finally put a roof on it.
Yeah.
It was completed for a year or two, and then they put the roof on it.
Now, when you went into Sears, what would you go in there and buy?
Oh, I bought probably 50 gallons of paint out of there, and they had these at that back years back. They used to send out this little sale catalog, you know, maybe 10, 12 pages. That's about all I ever bought stuff from, you know. You could buy things maybe a third off, especially I bought a lot of small drill bits that you break and need to replace, and a lot of my tools, you know, that I bought through that sale catalog.
Sears definitely used the catalogs to the best of their ability.
I know. When they quit sending out catalogs, they went downhill.
Yeah, that was...
You know, Sears was a prime example of not using the internet marketing very well.
You know, internally, when they merged with Kmart, I think there was a lot of internal problem there as well.
There was something.
Yeah.
You know, there's no zero reason why Sears couldn't be the same Sears they've always been if they would have just followed proper marketing and that kind of trends that everybody else used.
Well, because for all intents and purposes, they were a freestanding store. People could enter.
There's no replacement for them, you know, when you look at Craftsman tools, stuff like that.
You know, interestingly enough, though, when we were, the radio station was located in the mall, and the last few days of Sears, I remember going down there during the holiday season if we needed something for the radio station, and you would go in there in the afternoon, and there wasn't a soul.
It was empty.
Oh, it was.
Why? You know, they just didn't market very well. You know, that was when they had done away with their catalog. Period.
Yeah, it's strange because even when the mall started to go down, people would still go there and buy their washers and dryers and refrigerators and tools. But boy, the last year or so, if you went down there, it was just empty.
It's almost like some management tried to kill the store, you know?
Well, you never know what's going on in those.
You never know what's happening at the top.
No.
Top end.
No, and I think Mansfield, I don't, are there any Sears opened anymore at all?
Oh, I don't know of any around.
Yeah.
You know, there were some of those little small specialty stores, you know, they went to what they call an appliance store, something like that. You know, but I don't know if those exist anymore.
Yeah, it's a shame, but yeah, Sears definitely probably the longest serving store in the mall.
Hey. They had nice clothing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit of everything.
Jewelry. They had jewelry.
Yeah.
They had...
That store was a neat store. They had a little restaurant in there, you know. They used to have the hairstylist and the eyeglass store.
Oh, and the photo shop.
Yep, and right, and I really missed the maintenance. Yeah, tires, battery. Just pull in there if you needed the battery. Get the best battery you could buy. You know, diehards at Sears.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing. Well, hey, thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Ernie definitely calls in. Sears had a lot going on in their day. I mean, they had so many different departments. Clothing and televisions and tools and appliances and car maintenance, Photoshop. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, when I was a kid, Musicland was my favorite store at the mall.
Musicland.
Yep.
Absolutely. Now, when you went into Musicland, what'd you buy?
Oh, I'd go in there and buy AC/DC albums, Kiss albums. I'd browse around, see what was new.
Now, other than the box stores in town, was there really any other place to go to get things like that?
Well, yeah, if we weren't at the mall, we'd go to the Murphy's uptown, and I could get 45. I'd usually buy 45s up there.
Musicland lasted for a long time.
Oh, yeah, it was out there for a long time. I bought, I don't know how many albums out of there.
Now, do you remember right before they closed, they changed the name? Do you remember what they changed the name to?
No, I'd probably quit going to the mall by then.
Yeah, they changed it to a Sam Goody.
Really?
They pretty much still sold the same stuff. But I don't know why that name change happened. I don't know if Musicland was a chain of stores and they all became Sam Goody's. I never really got the explanation behind that.
No, I didn't even know about that. I said I'd probably quit going to the mall then.
Yeah, but it was essentially the same store. If you went in, it was DVDs and videotapes and records and cassettes, and primarily that's what they sold, but it didn't change, but the name changed there at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been thinking about buying CD music again, but I really don't know where
it's hard outside of the internet. You know, I've been trying to collect vinyl again, and I've been looking for, because it's Christmas, the How the Grinch Stole Christmas record album. And it's difficult. It seems like when you go out looking for records in these stores, that they all have the same ones. You know, the ones that sold well. And everybody bought them.
Like listening to the radio, they have certain ones that are popular, and that's what they're really pushing. When I'm out and about, I mean, I go to like a flea market or something like that, and they usually have a bunch of albums there. I'll browse through, see what I can find.
Every so often, you'll get a win, but it's difficult.
Oh yeah, yeah. Most of the time, I find albums that I never even heard of these people.
You're right.
Before my time.
But Musicland is definitely a good memory. Thanks, Scott.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, Scott's in this morning. We've got Judy Summers in twice. We've got Ernie in twice. We've got Trish. We've got Maury. And we have got Scott. And we're going to do the drawing here in about 8 minutes for tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights. Now, remember, you can pick those tickets up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday between 4 and 5. Or Wednesday at between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to do two.
Now, see, I've already laid down the ground rules on this.
Well, I don't want to be in any kind of drawing, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, why don't you want to be in the drawing?
Well, because I already won a book. I don't want to be greedy.
Well, you might not win.
I'll probably win. I always win, Scott.
Okay, go ahead.
First is Claire's. That's where my grandma took me to get my ears pierced when I was a little whippersnapper.
Claire's, so that you went in to get your ears pierced?
Yes, and Stephen Barry's, and that's where later in life when I started working, I'd always go get my work shirts there. You could get cheap t-shirts there, and they always had funny little sayings on them.
Now, Stephen Barry's replaced Penny's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a big store, Stephen Barry's, and it was interesting to me that they did have such affordable clothes, but yet, and they had a lot of space, but they didn't last very long.
Isn't that just, that is really, it blows your mind, because it's like, what, you know, everybody wore those t-shirts. Like, if you had to go to, like, work in a factory or something, you didn't want to wear anything nice in there. You knew it was going to get tore up. I think our t-shirts were like, what, $5 or $10, something like that, and they have all different kinds of funnies. Well, one that stuck out in my mind, it had a picture of a guy on there, and it said, "Tequila, have you hugged your toilet today?" I don't know why I thought that was so funny, but I did, and I bought it. But anyway, yeah.
A lot of hoodies there as well.
Yeah.
Now, did Claire's do anything else besides piercings?
Are you kidding? That was a great thing. Well, I don't know about, like, services that they offered. I just know you could go there and get your ears pierced. But that was the greatest. For a little girl, that was like, if you had $20, you could go get hair scrunchies. You could get, like, all kinds of little ink pens and pencils and little, just all kinds of little doodads and stuff like that for a little girl. That was, like, paradise.
So Claire's had quite a few. Now, Claire's was, where were they? And I'm trying to picture where they were.
I know, right? Like, I knew it was someplace down by Bath and Body, I think.
Yeah, I think they're in that little stretch between Sears and the back entrance to the mall.
Yeah, they had all kinds of, like, little lip gloss and perfume and just, for a young girl, it was like paradise in there.
Absolutely. Well, those are two good stores. Thanks for calling. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. And I did put Sarah in the contest. Now, we'll see if she wins today. We'll do the drawing. We'll see if she's win. She's got a book here to pick up. But those were two good stores, Claire's and Stephen Barry's. Stephen Barry's sometimes gets left off lists like this because they weren't there very long. There was a lot of fanfare when they came in because they were taking the building that JCPenney had exited. But it didn't last very long. Didn't go over very well. Go ahead, caller.
The Toggery.
Oh, the Toggery, absolutely. You know, the radio station was in the building that the Toggery was in at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was, we started at one spot in the mall, and then midway through our experience in the mall, the Toggery had left, and then there was a store in there after the Toggery that had left, and as soon as they left, we moved into that store.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I just remember going there and renting my tux for prom.
Oh, now what year would this have been?
Oh, been like 95, 96.
Oh, so not too long ago.
Yeah, not too bad.
Now, were their prices awful?
They weren't that bad, because the next year I went and got mine at Kiefer's, and his was a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, but Mr. Kiefer charged a little more.
Yeah, but he was high quality.
Oh, he certainly was. But, you know, the Toggery was an interesting place because outside of renting tuxedos, I never really heard of a lot of people going in there. I'm sure they did, but it seemed to be the place for homecomings and proms and weddings that people went and rented their tuxedos.
Yep. That's what I got there anyways, and I still need to pick up a couple tickets today at 4 o'clock.
Okay,
so.
We'll be here today at 4.
All right, thanks,
guys. Thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye. Ryan out there remembers the Toggery for, I think he said prom, but I know homecoming and prom season, and if you had a wedding, I went to the Toggery a few times for those purposes. I remember going to the Toggery, I think, for a couple weddings that I was involved in to go pick up those tuxedos. Go ahead, caller.
How about the hot dog stand?
Now, what was the name of the hot dog stand?
I can't remember. I quit working in 84.
Yeah, I cannot remember the name of the hot... I'm sure it had a name to it.
Yeah, and the card shop had a name to it. That's down there where the craft store is now.
Now, is the craft store still there? I was just in there a few weeks ago, and I did not see the craft store.
I don't know. I haven't been out there in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, I don't even know if the craft store is still there. Is he talking about the Crafter's Coop?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw their sign, but I don't think they're there anymore.
I have no idea. I haven't been out there.
Yeah, that's a shame, that poor mall. But, yeah, I cannot remember the name of that hot dog stand.
I can't either, but I eat a lot there.
Ate a lot. Did they have good hot dogs?
Yeah.
No, oh, that's good. Okay.
Well, see, I worked at the beauty shop there.
Oh, in the mall.
First Lady.
Now, which one was that?
It's First Lady. It was down by Penny's.
Oh, okay.
On the outside, and so was Olin Mills.
Oh, okay. I know where you're at now. Yeah. But there were a few hair salons in the mall, weren't there?
Yeah, there was another one over towards where Elder Beerman's was.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and then there's one in Sears.
Oh, yeah, there was one in Sears for quite a while. There was also one in the center of the mall, which maybe that was the one next to Elder Beerman.
It was down in that area because my daughter took her kids there for haircuts.
Yeah. Then there was also one right down next to Sears. If you went out the door, it was right there to your right.
It was that was Sears. But Penny's had a hair salon, too.
Oh, okay. Well, I know the hair salon did move inside of Sears at one point because it was right next to the door for the auto center. If you'd walk into the lawn and garden, their beauty shop was right there to the left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
there's a restaurant there first, and then they put a hair salon in there, and then they put some other stuff in there.
It's definitely been a revolving door, but I got you down, Judy. Thanks.
But Claire's was down towards the cinema.
Oh, it was down closer to the cinema?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks.
I worked out there for about 5 or 6 years as a hair salon.
At the hair salon. Was it a good place to work?
Yeah.
That's in the 80s, I bet the mall was booming quite a bit.
It was.
Yeah. It's a shame to see where it is now.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Judy Smith gets in. We'll let one more person get in here before we do our drawing. Again, it's stores that were in the Marion Center Mall or the Southland Mall, however you want to call it. And what did you used to go in there and buy? Maybe somebody will come up with the name of the hot dog stand here. 740-383-9944. Okay, go ahead, caller.
GNC.
GNC was there for a long time. I think recently they just left, but it hasn't been too long ago. Now, what would you used to go in and buy at GNC?
Well, my husband bought that protein powder stuff.
Yeah, that was very popular. Very, very popular. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, Trish gets in again, so let's go to our list here. Well, that was fun. That worked pretty well. We've got Judy Summers in twice. We've got Ernie in twice. We've got Trish in twice. We got Maury, Scott, Sarah, Ryan, Judy Smith. Go ahead, caller.
Old Navy.
Old Navy, yeah, Old Navy was very big there. What'd you buy at Old Navy?
I like the T-shirts every year would get. One that, you know, had the Old Navy with the American flag and the year.
yeah, they had some great hoodies and things of that nature.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, well, that's going to wrap up this portion of the show. So we've got Trish in three times. Well, boy, the phone's still ringing. This must have been a popular segment this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, wasn't there a KB Toys and a Foot Locker there?
Yeah, there were both of those. What'd you used to go in and buy at KB Toys?
Oh, I used to go in and get my PlayStations and games and stuff like that when the PlayStation 1s came out.
Went in and got the games.
Oh, yeah, and then there was a Finish Line down there, too.
Now, what
used to go down and get? I used to go in and get my shoes and basketball shoes and like shorts and stuff I needed.
Yep, absolutely. Finish Line and at KB's, they were big stores in the mall.
Oh yeah, it's a shame how it looks now.
It's different, that's for sure. Well, thanks, Ron.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we got Ron in as well. So now we got Trish, Ron, Scott, Judy Smith, Judy Summers, Ernie, Maury. Well, another call, apparently this is, we'll try to continue on with this as the day goes on. But let's do our drawing here for our tickets for our two passes to the Columbus Zoo. Okay, today our winner is, shake this up pretty good, our winner for tickets to the Columbus Zoo. The winner is, okay, here, what do we got? All right, it looks like it is, oh, hold on here, I gotta shake him. Oh, Scott, okay, Scott's the winner. He gets a pair of zoo tickets, and you can pick those up today between 4 and 5. Back in just a few minutes.
There we go, for the sixth time, very nice.
WWDH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for holiday fun. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, this is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship. I am the host of the Pastor's Spot here at the radio station. We are on live Friday mornings at 11:15. It is replayed Wednesday at 3 o'clock and also Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. Also, at 12:15 on Sunday mornings, we have the message from Community Christian Fellowship, and that plays live on Sunday morning at 12:15. Also, we'd like to let you know that we invite you and would love to have you come to the church. We are a Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church that is very, very much focused on outreach and reaching outside of the church and loving those around us. Our service times are at 10:30 on Sunday morning and Bible school hours at 9:30. We have midweek services, a lot of kids programs, and